Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olander moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to third for the out. Virals moves to second. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vare Alts scores. Zimmerman moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. AG moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to second. Vare Alts drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Vare Alts. AG scores. McCraw moves to second. One out. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Vare Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Alts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vare Alts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Vera Alce moves to second. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison scores. Vera Alce moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vera Alce scores. Boswell moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Causey moves to second. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vera Alce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Ward chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Martin fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Martin. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. Rollins moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Rollins scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Vera Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vera Alce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vera Alce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Belander hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell strikes out. 1 out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Al Worthington now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields the ball and throws to Worthington covering. Safe. Causey moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.